It gives me great pleasure now. I'm not going to take up any of his valuable time and yours to introduce a good friend of mine, a man of great consistency and quality of craftsmanship. Very few people have I ever seen hold up the standards that Jim Hind holds up over the years, repeatedly, day after day. So please give a warm, worth it welcome to Jim Hind.
Thank you. That was Jim Page saying that. He'll be up next, okay? Stick around. This is worth it. The world's a stage and the stage is set for the boys to come out and play. Big boy toys are all deployed for a game called Judgment Day. Bigger is badder, badder is better, Armageddon at the point of a gun. In a manner of speaking, it all reduces to the fellow with the longest one. And while you boys are out there measuring, a little thing to keep in mind, whether you're dressed to the right, dressed to the left, pants go on one leg at a time, because even the biggest, even the best, shall be equalized by time, all alone on that long way home. Our culture is set upon a tragic course where dreamers crash and burn. Comparisons are top skill comparisons we learn. Mandatory testing while grading on the curve. We get in line, fall behind, drop out, or learn to serve. 'Cause the guarantee of society, some will win and some will lose. Compete for what is offered, or you do not get to choose. No one seems to want a shovel, we all want silver spoons. Careful what you wish, it may all be gone too soon. So all you boys are out there measuring a little thing to keep in mind, whether you're dressed to the right, dressed to the left, pants go on one leg at a time, because even the biggest, even the best, shall be equalized by time, all alone on that long way home. Competition frenzy has driven this world insane. It isn't whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Enhancement drugs, endorsement plugs, salaries galore. If win or lose didn't mean a thing, then why would they keep score? Now honest competition resides deep within yourself. Lessons learned and goals attained become trophies on your inner shelf. Run because you want to run and not to beat the pack. You know you'll run much harder when you keep from looking back. And while you boys are out there measuring a little thing to keep in mind, whether you're dressed to the right, dressed to the left, pants go on one leg at a time, because even the biggest, even the best, shall be equalized by time, all alone on that long way home. I may be so bold, not to scold, but to offer sage advice. As you walk this earth with Satan's curse on your road to paradise, the common man may lend a hand, but the price you'll have to pay is equality, not supremacy, to those along the way. You see, pain is a fact of living. Misery is not. Judge your life by what you have and not by what you want. Success is not a destination, it's a path we take each day. Win or lose is how we use each breath along the way. So all you boys are out there measuring a little thing to keep in mind, whether you're dressed to the right, dressed to the left, pants go on one leg at a time, because even the biggest, even the best, shall be equalized by time, all alone on that long way.
Thank you. I take my hat off to you. And if you want to stick money in it, that's okay, too. Thank you all very much. It's a pleasure to be back here at my 20th Northwest Folklife. My wife Janet over there has my CDs. I apologize. I have no new CDs. I only have the four that I've had, well, for a while. But, you know, writing songs takes a while. Here's one that you can't buy yet, okay? Same as the last one. I get tired of people marching Jesus Christ into battle, okay? Christianity was meant to be used as a shield, not as a sword. It's called the God Connection. You know I'm just not sure I'm believing what I'm hearing when you evangelical Christians spread the word like you're hooked up with some inside track to heaven or a DSL connection straight to God. You warned me that I face hellfire damnation if I don't subscribe to Jesus' set of rules. You know that message doesn't sit too well with pagans, much less Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, Krishna, Jews. But the ones who set me free, the most of you reverends, Jerry Falwell, you ain't dead enough for me. Pat Robertson, you sanctimonious snake oil salesman, with your double Doppler other from the deity. So if you guys insist to push your God connection, I don't mind it if it's what you want to do. Please ask the question that we all want answered. Why God talks only to hypocrites like you? It bothers me not that you talk to heaven. Half the people who walk the streets can do the same. But you hold yourselves up like some sainted prophet and judge those homeless people is quite insane. And the Alamo that sits atop your pie slice, that scoop of holy horse dung gets me hacked. You claim that your prayers to heaven not only get recorded, but that God Almighty has the time to call you back. So if you guys insist to push your God connection, I don't mind it if it's what you want to do. Please ask the question that we all want answered. Why God talks only to hypocrites like you? 'Cause even I myself have heard celestial voices. After Vietnam, they came through loud and clear. And as it turns out, they were just my inner demons telling me precisely what I want to hear. And the doctors at the hospital, they will help you. They'll calm you down too, you have naught to fear. And if you take your head meds just like they prescribe them, God should stop talking to you in about a year. So if you guys insist to push your God connection, I don't mind it if it's what you want to do. Please ask the question that we all want answered. Why God talks so many hypocrites like you? Oh, yeah, and one more thing I feel I have worth saying. All you big league Christian jocks, get a clue. We're so sick and tired of hearing how you and Jesus won the big game, 'cause God don't follow sports and how you do. Oh, yeah, and Bush, you rabid lion in Christian clothing, with your presidential soul-searching stare. Are you smoking crack or something that distorts your whole perception to see weapons of mass destruction that ain't even there? So if you guys insist to push your God connection, I don't mind it if it's what you want to do. Please ask the question that we all want answered. Why God talks so many hypocrites like all of you? Thank you very much. You know, folk life wouldn't be the same without my favorite tenor, Bob Crosby. Bob, talk into that thing. Let Chris. Chris is my sound engineer, okay?
Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris.
And over here is Mike Egan. He's been running this stage for God knows how long. My favorite stage manager at Folklife. Not a bad deal. I got my favorite stage manager, my favorite sound engineer, and my favorite tenor all in the same place. We do folk music. Here's one I didn't write. You may recognize it. You gotta walk.
You gotta walk
that lonesome valley.
That lonesome valley.
You got to walk.
You gotta walk
it by yourself.
By
ain't
yourself.
Nobody here gonna walk it for you. You gotta walk that lonesome valley by yourself. Daniel was,
oh, Daniel was
a Bible hero.
Bible hero.
He was a prophet, brave and true. Showed what faith gonna do for you. You have got to walk that lonesome valley. You've got to walk it by yourself. Ain't nobody here gonna walk it for you. You gotta walk that lonesome valley by yourself.
Some folks say
John was a Baptist.
John was a Baptist.
Some folks say he was a Judah. And those Bible scholars tell us John the Baptist was a Muslim too. You have got to walk that lonesome valley. You've got to walk it by yourself. Ain't nobody here gonna walk it for you. Walk that lonesome valley by yourself. Now
though the road
be rough and rocky, and the trail be steep and wide, we will sing as we go marching. Well, when that one big union by and by, you have got to walk
absolutely
that lonesome valley.
You've got to walk.
You've got to walk. You've got to walk it by yourself. Ain't nobody gonna walk it for you. You gotta walk that lonesome valley by yourself. You gotta walk that lonesome valley by yourself. You gotta walk that lonesome valley by yourself.
Jim Hine.
Bob Crosby.
Thank you.
You know, I don't like to get a tenor up here without putting them to work. You know what I mean? My newest album called Shout Down the Wind has Bob on one of the songs. This isn't one of them. But, you know, he sounds so good on that album that I actually named the album off of this song called Shout Down the Wind. And the theory behind Shout Down the Wind is that if everybody jumped off a chair, everybody in the world jumped off a chair at the same time, we could move the earth. Not a bad deal, huh? if everybody in America were to stand up and say, what you are doing in our name, government, is wrong, we could change this country. So what the song implies is we have got to shout down the wind that the Bush administration is blowing across this world, and we got to do it now. Now, there are those who will say he should be impeached. Save your breath. Wait until the Democrats take over the Oval Office, and we're going to arrest them. And I guarantee you there is going to be a traffic jam on the highway to hell when those people die.
I was born and raised American, so proud to use that name. The flag of truth and justice, defenders of the same. My eyes were opened in Vietnam. Pride was turned to shame. And my flag has flown half-mast ever since. Shout down the wind of the storm clouds rolling in. You know there must be something down, but you don't know where to begin. Don't give up, don't give in. If you'll stand the street again, I'll stand by your side and we'll shut down. A cartoon vision of Uncle Sam in a snow-white cowboy hat. Even then, democracy on a worldwide righteous path. If not for the dead and dying, it would surely make me laugh. We're serving apple pie from the barrel of a gun. Shout down the wind, how the storm pops rolling. Be something done, but you don't know where to begin. Don't give up and don't give in. And if you'll stand the street again, I'll stand by your side and we'll shout down the wind. I think it's time we took our country back, and I think you feel the same. We become a nation of warlords, bullies by another name. If we stand for truth and justice, let that justice reign. With the standing truth, justice starts within. Shout down the wind, how the storm clouds rolling in. You know there must be something done, but you don't know where to begin. Don't give up, don't give in, and if you'll stand the street again, I'll stand by your side, and we'll shout down the wind, how the storm clouds rolling in. You know there must be something done, but you don't know where to begin. Don't give up, don't give in, and if you'll stand the street again, I'll stand by your side and we'll shout down the wind.
Jim Hine, composer.
Thank you much. Everybody got your glass? If you don't, act like you do. There is a spy satellite flying over right now. They already have your picture. Don't worry about a thing. But remember, the people running the spy satellites, when they see everybody holding up their glass, they're going to say, wow, maybe we should be taking pictures of the Republicans. Raise your glass, folks. Raise your glass.
Raise your glass
to the sky.
And celebrate
your freedom while there's time. If you're banking that tomorrow's sun will rise, in the morning you may have a big surprise. Raise your voice. Speak your mind. Till the waters of emotion fill your eyes. It's just your soul spilling over from inside to let you know you're still alive. There's no need to fight and kill. Just 'cause we've always done it don't mean we always will. I think it's time that we got on over that hill. Find a cure, take a pill. Who has won and who has lost is determined by who is killing and who is not. Bringing war to an end is a must, for surely war will bring an end to us. And raise your glass unto the sky. Celebrate your freedom while there's time. If you're banking that tomorrow's sun will rise, in the morning you may have a big surprise. Raise your voice, speak your mind, until the waters of emotion fill your eyes. It's just your soul spilling over from inside to let you know you're still alive, everybody here. Ooh, 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 ooh. Are we fighting to survive? Or are we killing people just to show our might?
To show our might.
How many more will have to pay the price? How many deaths will it take to make it right? As if it's war that brings you pride. Remember that there's bad on either side. And it's that bad we have to fight. For war is wrong and you know that peace is right. So raise your glass unto the sky and celebrate your freedom while there's time. If you're banking that tomorrow's sun will rise, in the morning you may have a big surprise. Raise your voice and speak your mind. Until the waters of emotion fill your eyes, it's just your soul spilling over from inside to let you know you're still alive. Ooh, 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 ooh. Bob Crosby. So don't raise a flag, don't raise a gun, raise a pen, raise your tongue. Raise your children with respect for everyone. For what is lost cannot be won. And raise your glass unto the sky. And celebrate your freedom while there's time. If you're banking that tomorrow's sun will rise, in the morning you may have a big surprise. Raise your voice and speak your mind.
It's just your soul spilling over from inside to let you know you're still alive.
Jim Hine, composer.
Thank you very much. Bob Crosby over here to my right. Thank you. I have my wife, Janet, right there selling CDs. Thank you. For years now, I have used the line, please tip me, my daughter's in college. I'm sorry to tell you that my daughter graduated. She is now a PhD in anthropology. It happened 6 days ago. Thank you all very much. So now I'm just going to squander the stuff, okay? Thank you. Thank you very kindly. We'd like to leave you with this song. This is a folk festival. Please, I encourage you to sing along. You know the song.
Irie, good night. Irie, good night. Good night, Irie. Good night, Irie. I'll see you in my dreams. Irie is a beautiful folk song. American as mom's apple pie. America the beautiful is leaving. Irene with a tear in her eye. So Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dream. Was told if I worked hard, I'd prosper and share the American dream. America's been transferred to offshore accounts. The dream has been shipped overseas. Everybody sing. Irene, good night. Government pockets are empty, picked clean by the corporate pros. The gold's been removed from America's streets, leaving potholes in America's soul. So Irene, good night. Hypocrites march us to battle. Ooh. With hearts full of Jesus and greed. Bob Dylan sings with God on our side. Well, I sing good night, Irene, everybody. Good night.